Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
What gives us peace? Most people would say inner tranquility is dependent upon circumstances, like a solid relationship with a spouse, a well-paying job, or good health. But what happens when a couple fights, the company lays off employees, or sickness saps the body? Then the serenity we thought we had crumbles, because peace, rooted in good situations, isn't really peace at all. Jesus is the only one who can offer a deep, lasting contentment that is unshakable. However, we cannot experience that genuine sense of calm unless we've received his life within us by faith. It's then that he allows his peace to permeate our life. When the Holy Spirit lives within us, we can approach each day confidently and serenely. But that happens only through a relationship with the Savior. The Apostle Paul explains in today's scripture passage that to be justified, that is, declared no longer guilty, we must accept the sacrifice Christ made in our place. Justification makes us right with God and opens our hearts to his peace. If you haven't yet confessed your sin to God, acknowledging and believing that his Son's loving sacrifice was made on your behalf, now is the right time to surrender to Jesus.